Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
UltimateGuitar.com put out a list of the top grunge records that did not come from Seattle.
Oh, okay. That's kind of fun.
We have some highlights here, but I just want to know if we agree that these are grunge or do we think these are not grunge?
Oh, okay. So that's going to be the thing. Because, yeah, it's a very a certain style that really just is straight from the Northwest. I mean, there's some bands that try to duplicate it, but for the most part, there's just a vibe about the Northwest. It's that sludgy guitar. And there are not many bands out of the Pacific Northwest that really do that.
And I kind of feel the same way. I'm a little protective
over
what is grunge.
I like how we're gatekeeping these bands that have probably been around forever, but we're telling them what they should and shouldn't be doing.
Here's one from the list of the top grunge records that did not come from Seattle.
You know, this is definitely one where I don't think every Smashing Pumpkins song has a grunge feel, but I think that Siamese Dream, that record, there's a few songs on there that it totally makes sense why the music of the Smashing Pumpkins was used in the single soundtrack, which
Absolutely.
Is about Seattle,
yep.
with that song Drown. I'd be willing to, Shades of Grey, I'll be willing to give that one, I know, right?
Another off the list of the
And
top-
they call it a blend of grunge, psychedelia, right? Psychedelia. Indie rock and also metal with a massive sound. That's how they describe the Smashing Pumpkins record.
Another off this list.
A little Smashing Pumpkins action going on right here.
Stone Temple Pilots. That's what I said.
I don't know what you guys are hearing. I totally said Stone Temple Pilots. Sorry.
But the album Purple, that just turned 30. I mean, I would definitely put this in like post-grunge kind of.
And you remember when they first came out? I mean, a lot of people were kind of like saying you're trying to have that Seattle sound. The San Diego band with this singer that tries to sound like Eddie Vedder, which he just had a deep baritone voice.
I think I might have told you what my husband used to work at KISW back in the day. And when Stone Temple Pilots first kind of came onto the scene, they were calling them the Stone Gossard Pirates.
Okay. It's clever. I like that. It's funny. But I love Stone Temple Pilots. I mean, clearly as a member of the band at one point.
I know.
Dude, it was so funny. Real quick, though. We did that a performance that happened over at Easy Street Records. Myself and Danny V went there. And we met Slash's manager. And Slash's manager could not be a nicer guy. And he comes over. He's like, blah, blah, blah. We're just talking. And he goes, oh, did you know I'm also Stone Temple Pilots manager? I'm like, too crazy. I was once in Stone Temple Pilots. And he just looked at me like, yeah, I know. I'm the one who helped make that all happen.
Nice to see you again, sir.
For one song on one night, I was a member of Stone Temple Pilots, buddy.
This is off the list of the top grunge records that did not come from Seattle.
Oh my gosh, I forgot all about these guys.
And I always kind of thought, I always put Sonic Youth a little more punk, but I might give them a grunge pass.
You know, I think they got lumped into that world because they were like buddies with all the bands.
Yes.
They were performing shows with Pearl Jam. They were also going on tour with Nirvana. They were there. They were the homies with the Seattle bands. And I used to love Sonic Youth. I was about to say Smashing Pumpkins again.
Wow.
Every band is Smashing Pumpkins
You're
this morning.
Really on for them.
Did I ever tell you the time that I got to introduce Sonic Youth at Bumbershoot? And it was
no!
one of the worst experiences of my life, but then had a happy ending at the end of it?
Whoa, I don't want to know about that, Steve.
Maybe you did. So I go up there to introduce them, and the Sonic Youth crowd really didn't care about commercial rock radio. I was working at the End at the time. And I'm like, hey, my name's Steve from 107.7 The End. Boom!
Oh, no.
And I'm like just this young dork, and I'm like, oh, my God, this is awful. And thankfully, before I went up there, I got to go in the back and say hi to the band. They brought me back there, and they couldn't be nicer. All of them were great. Thurston Moore then comes up on stage and puts his arm around me and goes, this is our friend Steve. And everyone's like, yeah! And I'm like, looking at him, I never wanted to let go of him. I was like, you just saved my moment, because it was the worst. And it's like, boo!
Here's another on the list of the top grunge records that did not come from Seattle.
It still blows my mind that this band was like 17 when they put
they
this record
babies.
Out.
They were babies.
From Australia, mm-hmm. And they definitely were inspired by the Seattle sound. Silverchair.
Absolutely. I kind of always thought they were like Nirvana Jr. was kind of how I felt about them.
And the lead singer had the long blonde hair. He had that kind of a look. Also, some of their records that came out after that one, maybe not as commercially as popular, but they wrote some great songs.
Oh, yes. And another on the list of the top grunge records. What's up
with what's going down? L7.
I think at some point in my life, I thought L7 was from Seattle.
They played so much here, though. Like, they played with all the bands. They were always playing shows here. I remember seeing them at, like, El Corazon and some festivals like Bumbershoot. I think they played as well.
Kind of give them a grunge pass. I think I can call them grunge.
That one definitely has a grunge sound.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.